Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. This is a COVID comeback session. Our first guest tonight is Debbie Minnick from Cruise Planners of the Lehigh Valley. Welcome, Debbie.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Debbie, how long have you been a vacation planner or travel agent, if you will?
Well, I've been in the industry for over 18 years. Started as a travel agent, booking individual reservations, and then moved to groups. And then I opened a franchise with my husband about 5 years ago, and it's been growing ever since.
How many locations do you have, or is it most of your business online?
I have one location. I work out of my home. I'm a home-based travel agent. A lot of my customers are from referrals.
Okay, so you have a lot of success in doing this. Prior to the pandemic, what was the most popular thing that you were booking?
Cruises. Cruises were the biggest travel industry before the pandemic.
And the cruise industry looks like they're on hold right now, but it's certainly not going to come back. One of the interesting things that I see when reading about the cruise industry is they're continuing to build boats, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Or I should say ships, cruise ships.
Yeah. Cruising is a big industry. I think cruising, even with the pandemic, cruising is here to stay.
So you work with both large groups and individuals. When a large group comes together and wants to go on a cruise, do they tell you where they want to go, or do they give you some parameters, or do you shop price? What's most important to a large group of people who want to cruise?
Before the pandemic, it was price. Now, from what I'm finding out, it's more of the destination itself and the locale of the destination that they're traveling to.
And we want to make sure that people understand that the travel industry is coming back. It'll just take a little bit of time. And when it does, do you expect that there's quite a bit of pent-up demand?
Oh, yes. Right now, there's a large demand for cruising. They're booking well into advance. I have recently had a group booking a European a river cruise to Amsterdam for tulips. That's April 2022. They're booking well into next year, and all the cruise lines are right now having some really great travel deals.
In the days of the internet, travel agents still can provide a service. Can you tell me a little bit about why somebody should use a travel agent before they embark on a trip?
Well, in most cases, travel agents have access to information and special rates that the customers won't find online. For instance, cruise planners, we have inventory on a lot of the cruise ships that we're able to offer to our clients at reduced prices. We also save them time in researching, because with online, there's so much information. It becomes confusing and time-consuming. But we also build relationships with the suppliers and the customers. So we're with them from the beginning to the end, and we're able to offer them a lot more than what online can give them.
So as the industry sees its way after this pandemic, what are some of the adjustments that you see the cruise ships making?
Well, a lot of the changes that they're making is to the air quality. They're putting in different filters, as they call them. The crews are wearing face masks and gloves, and they're sanitizing. A lot of the ships, especially like the river cruises, them being smaller, I see, will be a big jump for the industry. They offer, right now, half the ships are sailing. Where you have 130 people generally, you're only going to have maybe 70 to 75 guests on. So they're changing a lot when it comes to the river cruising industry.
I was on a cruise ship, probably about 18 months ago, it was probably about 2 years ago. And they already, before you touched anything, there were a lot of hand sanitizers and sneeze guards and things like that to prevent any kind of illness. Although there's no guarantee, of course, it does look like they are starting to make some adjustments in a positive way that'll encourage people to come back. And I do know from my friends that there's a lot of pent-up demand out there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us something good about some new cruise ships that might be coming out.
You have Royal Caribbean's coming out with some really new ones. They're basically going to be similar to their other offers that they have on the ships, but they're going to be more centralized to the demand that people have right now for the safety concerns, like in the buffets and things like that. They're not going to have people serving themselves. So it's going to be more hands-on. It's going to be more service versus independence.
If a person's never been on a cruise, what could you tell them to expect? Not talking about safety, but some of the excitement and some of the things that go on out there. When you walk into a cruise ship for the first time, what do you see?
People are under the impression that once you're on a cruise ship that you're going to be so crowded. When you get on, the only time that you feel crowded and there's a lot of people is the day of embarkation. But after you set sail, everyone is out doing their own thing. There's so much activity on a ship that you need more than a week actually to do everything that's offered on a ship. So once you get on the ship, you're going to go and explore the ship. Depending on the time of day, you're going to either go get lunch or you're going to just go to your cabin. But then after that, you're going to enjoy all the entertainment that the ship has to offer.
So let's say I'm listening to this show and I want to take a cruise. How do people get in touch with you to plan either a cruise or a vacation?
Well, they can either give me a call. Our phone number is 484-934-1350. I do texting as well, email, or even our website. Our website is barefootexcursions.com.
Once again, that's barefootexcursions.com. And you'll have an opportunity to tell Debbie what kind of trip you want to take. And I think there is a lot of pent-up demand out there. I know some of my friends are ready to get rolling in a safe way when the opportunity comes about. And you're there to help them.
Absolutely. I am their advocate for their trip from the beginning to the end, whether it's doing a cruise or a land vacation. We're a full-service travel agency.
Well, Debbie, thank you for joining our COVID comeback series, and we will wish you good luck. Once again, Debbie Minnick from Cruise Planners, and the website is?
BarefootExcursions.com.
Thank you very much, Debbie. You are listening to On Every Main Street.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and it may be tax deductible. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. Next, we welcome Rebecca Piper from the Performing Arts Studio. Welcome, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Now, it's the Performing Arts Studio, but it's also has an extended name.
Yeah, it's the Music and Performing Arts Studio of Rebecca Piper.
There you go. And you have over 20 years of experience in various fields of performance, teaching voice, piano, acting, dance, directing, and choreography.
Yeah.
You have a lot of certifications, too, I've noticed. And wondering which certification serves you best in your teaching?
I would probably say probably just the fact that I continue to learn. I think as times change, each certification brings with it something new that I can bring to my students. So originally it was what I studied in my bachelor's, but as times are changing and studies are changing about voice and the production of it and different styles of singing, I've been really excited to gain certification in teaching commercial contemporary music because I was a trained classical singer. And I recently just gained a certification in something called the neurovocal method technique, which is about helping students to rewire their sing file. So if there's any trauma or any hesitation they have about singing or performing, helping them look at it in a different light.
Okay, so we want to make this connection early. If you have or are a person who wants to learn more about singing or performing, Rebecca's the person to call, right?
Thanks. I would hope so. We have a really great studio of teachers here.
And from an age standpoint, what type of people do you welcome to your business?
We have students from age 5 up through age 78 right now. It's really, really exciting.
Talk to me about early exposure to the arts. Why is that important?
So integral. The brain is forming at rapid rates at a young age. And just like when you're learning a language, the earlier that you're learning music, which is a language, the earlier you're developing and honing those skills, so they just become second nature throughout life. Same goes for just performance in general. The earlier students are comfortable on stage and in front of other people and learning those skills, it's going to help them in so many areas of life. We have many students who have graduated through our school or, you know, taken lessons for years that have gone into fields, professional fields in the performing arts and opera and Broadway and being music teachers themselves. But we also have students that don't go into the performing arts, still keep it as something they love, but come back all the time and say, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do this if I wasn't standing up in a recital at age 8 with you, or if I didn't learn practice skills from you, or what it took to break things down. And not just for me, but from the other teachers on my staff. It just provides so many life skills that aren't just applied to music.
Has the pandemic changed the way you do things in the short run?
Yes. Yes. And in a way, some for the better. It was one of those moments when that hit that we had to think, okay, how do we keep this business going, not just for us as teachers and for income, but to help keep the arts alive for so many students. This is their life. This is what they do. This is where their heart is. This is their sport. And we didn't want to see that taken away from them. So we transferred everything to virtual at the end of March, which none of us had experience in. I had a few virtual long-distance students, but not many. It just wasn't something I had sought. And we converted the whole studio to virtual, including our recitals, including our group classes, including our musical theater camp that we held over the summer. And it's been beneficial in ways because now we're able to reach students out of our area that have been able to take lessons and classes and camps and workshops with us that, you know, are across the country now. But at the same time, even those students who are local are still able to have their heart fulfilled by their lessons and continue on with their skills.
You've really become an improv artist in the middle of this situation.
Yes, it really set our wheels turning. And it did some great things for this studio. We have, you know, we started off with weekly, we would call them Zoom rooms, where we would socialize with song. And instead of having the kids think about stress and lessons and not see each other, we would get them all on one night and give them a theme night. We just did our Halloween one with spooky songs and sinister songs. And they come on and they share a song and we have prizes. And it's just little things like that, little studio challenges that the students were able to participate in just to keep everybody motivated and give them something to look forward to in the world of the arts, because it just, they didn't have that at their fingertips anymore. So many of them were involved in school productions and recitals that just completely shut down, and not being part of a school system, you know, we were able to have a little more leeway and flexibility and provide those opportunities.
Let's talk about some of your older clients, students.
Yeah.
What do they like to do when they come to you and they say, Rebecca, I want to do this? What is it?
It runs the gamut. I have women who sing in church and just want to feel that their voice can still be heard and that it's okay for them to still be singing. I have others who are leaders in their churches and love to just hone their skills a little more so they feel confident getting up in front of a congregation. I do have quite a few professionals, adult students, that do perform professionally in voiceover acting, but also in operatic programs. So they come for professional reasons. And then some piano players that just, sometimes people just want to come back and say, hey, you know, I did this when I was younger and I stopped and I wish I didn't. And I love just being able to provide them that opportunity to be able to just do a little of what they love in a no-pressure situation. One of the main things that we focus on in our studio is we meet every student where they're at. So no matter what their goal is in the music or performing arts, we're going to help them to fulfill that. So for one person, it might just be, hey, I want to learn this song and play it for my husband on Christmas. And for somebody else, this is like do or die. This is what I want to do with my life. And we're prepared to help them with that along the way.
And you can help people learn how to play an instrument, too. Like a string instrument, for example. Ukulele, yes. I see, or a guitar.
Yes. No, I don't teach those. I have hired some other teachers. Some have been previous students of mine that just have skills in those areas. But we do now have guitar, ukulele, fiddle, mandolin, and violin.
Uh-huh.
So that's newer the past 2 years. And, you know, our guitar teacher, we're re-enrolling for the winter. And I just had to call her last night and say, can I add another day for you? You're in very high demand. It's exciting to see that for them.
I recall as a young person complaining because music was mandatory in my world when I was growing up. And I can't tell you how many times I've thanked my parents for pushing me into this a little bit. I know there has to be some desire, but the benefits beyond the practice sessions are endless.
Yes. There's so much, you know, math skills, and I'm the first one to tell you, math was not my favorite subject, and I would always laugh when they would say, oh, stop, music builds mathematical skills, and I was like, oh, I must have missed that one. But now as an adult, and as I'm teaching my students, I'm like, oh, I see where that does build it, and I see how it develops the students, and I see how it does help me in my own life. More than anything, I think the ability to self-discipline and self-regulate practice times and being able to break things down and see different patterns is so important to young people.
Rebecca Piper, how do we get in touch with you, or if our listeners want to get in touch with you and become better at what they are doing or want to do?
Yeah, well, we have my email, which is just Rebecca at themusicmakers.org. And we spell the Music Makers, T-H-E-M-U-S-I-K, makers.org. And our website is themusicmakers.org. You can always call me, 610-217-6107. And, of course, we're on social media, and it's at the Music Makers Studio. And we'd be happy to just figure out what it is anyone is looking to do within the field of the performing arts and show you the variety of classes and lessons that we have to offer and help put something together for you.
And once again, call Rebecca if you're thinking about, she'll talk you through this.
Yep, absolutely.
And your website once again?
The Music Makers, that's music with a K, .org.
Rebecca, thank you very much for being on Every Main Street.
Great, thank you so much for having me.
For support of WDIY, we thank the Greenwald Family Fund of the Philadelphia Foundation, the Keystone Savings Foundation, the Martin Guitar Charitable Foundation, the Sylvia Perkin Charitable Trust, and the Verna O. Canova Foundation.
Are you interested in inspiring and informing future generations through WDIY's programming? A gift through your will, retirement plan, or estate plan is a wonderful legacy to leave to those that will need a trusted place to hear what's going on in the world. For information about naming WDIY as a beneficiary, please call 610-694-8100 or visit wdiy.org/legacy.
Hi, this is Janice Ian. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock, WDIY is keeping the golden age of folk music alive with folk classics. Your host, Steve Aronson, features music from all the singer-songwriters, including yours truly, from the groups, with a little folk rock sprinkled in for good measure. Folk Classics is the show to listen to, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WDIY.
We are back on Every Main Street with Brad Mayer of State Farm Insurance. Brad is an agent in Allentown. Welcome, Brad.
Oh, thank you.
What are some of the questions you get from your clients since this pandemic? How has this changed the way you work with your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest way is, unfortunately, we haven't been able to see, you know, many of our customers face to face in the past six, 7 months. That certainly has changed the way we do business. I think we spend a lot more time on the phone, having conversations. They're obviously focused on, you know, getting the right coverage for themselves, but also saving money. It's much more, we like to see them, but, you know, we're still able to do our job over the phone.
Yeah, good insurance agents like to be in touch with their people, be able to have eye-to-eye contact, I would think.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the benefits of State Farm, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, there's 19,000 agents across the country, and, you know, if you turn down any street, you know, especially here in the Lehigh Valley, you'll see different agents. We're all independently owned. But the key is that we can, you know, be a resource for our customers. And if they want to walk in the door and talk to us, they can do that and not have to deal with, you know, just calling a 1-800 number with a lot of other insurance carriers.
There are a lot of insurance options out there right now. What should a person look for when they want an insurance agent?
I think it's a combination of the coverage that they want and need based on where they are in their lives. And that changes, you know, from maybe when you're getting out of college to, you know, when you have a family. So I think they're looking for a cost perspective as well, you know, and to make sure that they feel like they're getting the most out of their coverage and not having to spend too much. But then also hopefully reliability, consistency, and having an agent and a team that, like we do here, to, you know, that can call us up and say, hey, I need help with this, or ask us different questions.
There's a lot of internet options out there. How do you navigate this, and why should somebody come to see you?
Yeah, I mean, you can buy insurance on through clicking through a Facebook ad nowadays. There are, like you said, many options. I think the way that we like to kind of go through it is that, again, we're going to show the value to the customer. Obviously, State Farm's the largest auto and home insurer, so we have a long history of doing the right things for customers, and then ultimately, you know, giving them an office to call and kind of call home and rely on. And I think if you combine all those things, you know, for a lot of people, that means a lot to them, and that's why they choose to come with our agency.
Is there a certain type of insurance people are requesting more of since the pandemic?
Well, I think we've gotten a lot of calls, especially in the first few months of the pandemic, because people were looking to save money and they were home. So a lot of times people don't have the time to look through, you know, their different bills and say, how can I adjust this? And so that was extremely, positive from our standpoint, is that we've had a lot of those phone conversations. But, you know, also to answer your question, life insurance, you know, I think mm-hmm. there's never been more of a reality than there is now that, you know, it's something that a lot of people don't have in place. And myself, I spent a lot of time on talking with different life insurance options, knowing that, you know, it doesn't cost people a lot of money to be able to give them some type of coverage in case, you know, something were to happen to them or their family.
If you have State Farm insurance, there's a Good Neighbor Relief Program. Can you explain that for our listeners?
Yes, absolutely. So Good Neighbor Relief, what a couple things we were able to give back to customers during the pandemic, there was with a rebate and for a premium because customers are driving less. So that has actually driven down the cost of insurance. And on top of that, we actually, during, I think, October, we took a premium decrease for at least the next 6 months, again, to give back to the customer some additional premium because there are less claims and because people are driving less. And, you know, that is the right thing to do, to give that back to, you know, to the customer so they can benefit from it.
You're a member of the chamber, of course.
Yes.
How's the chamber helped you?
The chamber has been a really great support system for me, and I think a lot of local businesses. There's been, you know, different opportunities where they're, did education on some of the small business loans that have been offered by the state and the government, and they've helped us, you know, learn how to apply for those and who, you know, who's right for those. But I think, you know, another piece of it is just being able to collaborate with other small business owners and knowing what they are going through, you know, during this time. Luckily enough, I didn't shut down completely, but, you know, the restaurants and, you know, a lot of businesses where they, you know, couldn't bring any income in. So we've been able to collaborate and kind of come up with, you know, I guess different ways of doing business overall.
At the end of the day, when you go home and you stare at your dinner, or maybe you're still home, I don't know. What have you learned from this experience?
I think the biggest takeaway, for me has been is that you kind of have to evolve and adapt to the situation you're in, and this situation obviously has changed a lot for all of us. And so, you know, in terms of doing business, I have to find different ways to do business and bring value to customers. We do, you know, video Skype calls now, like a Zoom call, but it's a State Farm system, which, you know, allows me to connect with the customer and see them eye to eye if that's what they want. But, you know, I think it's taught us all that, can't take anything for granted at this point.
Once again, we're chatting with Brad Mayer of State Farm Insurance in Allentown. Brad, what would you like our listening audience to know about your specific agency?
Really just that, you know, my industry prior to insurance was focused on a lot of customer service and you know, being able to do a lot of the right things. And I'm trying to, you know, what I brought into this agency is the same, you know, really type of environment, is that, you know, we're going to take care of you. If you have questions, we're going to answer them. If there's something we can do better for you, we want to know. And at the end of the day, that you have somebody, you know, reliable to trust to call from an agency perspective, but you also have a very notable company backing you, because no one really cares about insurance until they need it. And when they need it, then it's extremely important, and we want to make sure it's in the right place for our customers.
So if I want to get a quote from you or learn more about your agency, how do I get in contact with you?
Absolutely. So I'm on Facebook and Instagram under, you know, if you just search Brad Mayer Insurance, or you just Google that would take you to those websites, as well as my website, which is mayerinsurance.com. But if you Googled us, you could pretty much find, you know, all different ways to contact us, or you can certainly give our office a call, and I can provide that phone number if you would like.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. It's 484-954-3850. So, like I said, any way is great. Quotes don't cost anything, and ultimately, if it doesn't put you in a better situation or help the customer out, then, you know, at least they know they're in a good spot. And, you know, that happens every day, but there's also a lot of customers that we can help and put them in a better spot.
So once again, if you're interested in speaking with Brad, it's Brad, M-A-I-E-R, correct?
Correct.
And if you type that into a search engine, Brad Mayer, then you will see his name pop up.
Absolutely.
Brad, thank you very much for being on Every Main Street.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Up next on WDIY 88.1 FM, news headlines from NPR, followed by our Monday night folk program, Folk Classics.